Hello and welcome back to Happier Life Today. With yours truly, Sharice Taylor, I want to invite you to connect with me and find out more about Happier Life, as well as its host company. It's a division of Tailored For You Enterprises. And so you can visit us at www.happierlifetoday.com. Welcome to the Happier family and community. Today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, oh my goodness, because this is about freeing yourself, you all. Remember that song by Fantasia? If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself. Well, this is about freeing yourself. It is entitled Moving Past Your Past. Oh my goodness, I remember a CD compilation I listened to by speaker and Bible teacher Christine Kane. If you haven't checked her out before, check her out. But she had a series entitled Moving Past Your Past. And I am borrowing that title from her today for today's podcast. How do you do it, Sharice? You may ask, how do I do that? How do I move past the past? It's so important. It's a topic that I am so passionate about because oftentimes I find that people stay imprisoned by their past, either from things that they've done, things that were done to them, or a combination of the two. And I hold the belief that you can't really live your best life, your happiest life, if you are imprisoned in any way, shape, form, or fashion by your past. Okay? It's like you're plagued with it. It's like it's a disease running through your bones. It's like a hefty dark cloud that's always following you around. Remember the Charlie Brown character that used to always walk around with this cloud of dirt? That's how I see it. You're just walking around in this cloud of funk, this cloud of dirt, and not really able to truly enjoy the now. Not really able to see and envision a promising and powerful future if you are imprisoned and plagued by your past. So let's get right on into this thing. How do you do it? Number one, and I want you to take notes. You should always have a piece of paper out and a pen. Get a notebook that's Happier Life Today podcast. And when you get the notification that there's a new episode, you should have your notebook ready. Okay? So number one, there's a couple of steps to number one. Assess, address, and accept. Okay? I call this whole system, I go, hey, you know how they say, hey, when you hear something or somebody's jamming, this is the A method to moving past your past. And it is a method. Other people have different ideas, methodologies that they will share. This is mine. And it has worked for me, and it has worked for my clients, and I know that it will work for you. Number one, assess, address, and accept. Take a look. Canvas the whole thing. If you're familiar with the TV show Monk, remember how he would put his hands out, and he would kind of walk around the site of the incident, the murder, whatever happened, and he's just feeling it out. He's like, okay, what's going on? Let me take assessment of what's going on here. And he would just kind of have his hands out and he'd be just kind of feeling through. Well, that's what you want to do, more or less. Case everything. What has happened? Take a look. Too often this step is missed. It's like we get, and I'm going to talk about this throughout my sharing here today, that people just say, well, you just got to move on. You got to move on from what you did, what was done to you. It's just time to move on. Moving on is different than going through and growing through. And so, yes, you can move. Moving on means you just persist from day to day, and you go on about your daily living, you go on about your life. That is commendable. That has its place. But here's the thing. The things that we sweep under the rug eventually shrinks. And all the dust, all the particles, all the things that you've swept away, they end up showing out anyway. All the skeletons that you shoved in the closet, all the problems and the things that you want to shove in the closet, at some point, they're going to bulk out of that closet. They're going to pop out. Okay, so there's no need in doing that. So moving on is commendable, but it has to be paired with process. And what I'm giving you is process for moving past your past. So assess, we need to canvas, we need to take a look, we need to address. Address the event, the situation, the circumstance. You know, address it, face it. And that leads to the third part of number one, accept. Accept what has transpired. Oh my God, this happened to me. Oh my God, I did this thing. And that's the thing, you know, either way, we feel like, you know, we have to run around life if we make a mistake, a misstep, a mishap, that we've got to run around with this big M on our chest. I made a mistake and I've got to just, you know, wear this thing as a badge of honor. You know, as a woman of faith, of Christian faith, that's just not God's way. You know, that's not his way. And so we're gonna get into how you get past that. But this is accepting what has transpired. Good, bad, or as I call it, heyday gray, anything in the middle. We're accepting that this has happened, this has transpired. That's very important. It's a very important, we cannot be in denial that this particular thing has happened. Your mistake, your misstep, your mishap, okay, whatever was going on, the thing that was done to you, that violated you, that angered you, that offended you, that hurt you, we have to accept that it has happened. Okay, so number one, assess, address, and accept. This is all part of the process, you all. Number two, ask yourself, what happened exactly? What is this rooted in? What happened here? Was this from a relationship? Was this something that happened on the job in my business? Is this something, you know, was it a reckless accident or out on the highway and byways? What exactly has happened? Get clear, get crystal clear on the action, the activity, the event that has transpired. What happened? I would go even further and ask you to journal it out or to talk it out. For those of you that are like, oh, I hate all that journaling when people say journal it out. Get an app and speak it out, but get it out. Get clear, talk it through from beginning to end. Ask what happened. Number three, our third A, apologize and or forgive. Apologize if you were the one who hurt someone, who offended someone, who whatever you may have done, apologize for it. And let me say this. Sometimes your apology will not be accepted. And that's a part that you have to accept. Okay, we talked about acceptance in the first part. But sometimes when you apologize, your apology will not be accepted. They're not ready. They're not willing. And maybe it's a combination of the two. But and they may never be ready. They may never be willing. But it's about you taking the step to apologize. Because apologizing, and we could talk, I could do a whole episode on how to properly apologize. Let me say this very quickly. It's not, if I did anything, I'm sorry if should be nowhere in your apology. Hello, Sarah. I recognize that when I did this, it made you feel this. and I sincerely apologize. I will not do that or say that again. Will you forgive me? Please forgive me. Okay, we could do a whole episode on apologies, and I will take note to do that. And or forgive. Maybe the person who hurt you, offended you, violated you, whatever the case is coming to you and they are apologizing. Do your best to get to a place where you can forgive. Now, when I say forgive, I'm not talking about reconciliation. I'm not talking about hearing this person out, hearing their apology, and then becoming besties again, being road dogs again, reconnecting as, you know, maybe it's between a husband and wife, whatever the case is. Forgiveness does not always have to equal reconciliation. And that right there is worth writing down. People think that I'm not ready to forgive. And it's almost like, you know, I'm going to hold on to this unforgiveness to make them pay, make that other party pay. The other party is not the person that's paying for the unforgiveness. It's going to be you. Again, we could do a whole episode and talk about the art of forgiveness. But number three, apologize and or forgive, or both if it's applicable, whatever has transpired. Do that. This is about getting free. This is about living free. As I like to say from Erykah Badu, packing light. We're not carrying around all this residue, all these remnants. We're not carrying these dark clouds over our head. We're not putting an M on our chest and being marred by our mistakes. Okay? So apologize and or forgive is step number three. Number four, acclimate and ascend. Woo, this is where it gets sweet. This is where it gets good. Acclimate and ascend. Everyone knows that my next favorite book next to the Bible is the dictionary. I love looking up words, even words where I'm very clear about the context. I love seeing the definition, the synonyms, the antonyms, the pronunciation, all of it. I love all of it. Acclimate means getting used to a new climate, new conditions. Because now, as the singer Mickey Howard said, you're in love under new management. And what do I mean? I don't mean romantic love as she did in that song. I mean, you're in love with a new segment, a new season of your life when you move past your past. So you're getting used to a new climate, new condition. You're acclimating because also now you have newer understanding. You have knowledge. You have wisdom from going through your go-throughs. You all, going through life's go-throughs is what builds your character. It's what builds up your character. It's what gives you strength. It's what gives you power. It's what gives you wisdom and understanding. So don't knock the hard times. You're going to get through your go-through. You're going to get through your go-through. So it's now we're getting to the good part. Acclimate this new climate, new conditions. Then ascend. That means to go up or to climb. Okay. So we're taking life with our new wisdom, with our new understanding, our new knowledge. We're ascending. We're going up higher. And let me say with this, pay it forward. Write a blog. Share with the younger people in your family some of your woes and blows, some of your mistakes, some of the things that have happened to you so that they can learn those lessons and don't have to go through those things themselves. But ascend. Get ready to go up. Get ready to take steps up. And here's the thing. It's not even almost about climbing, you all. It's about really being elevated up. Because when you process these events, you're moving adequately, sufficiently, appropriately past your past. You're putting them, they become stepping stools. you're able to elevate and go up. Instead of you wearing these events over your back, over your head, where they become burdensome and they bog you down, you're putting them under your feet. You step on it. You step on it and you step up. You step over the circumstance. You ascend. So let's go back. Let's review. I know it's good, isn't it? It's good. I know you're like, oh, yeah. Wow. That's it. This is it. So moving past your past, number one, assess, address, and accept. Assess, address, and accept. Number two, ask what happened. Get crystal clear. And I added as a bonus to that, journal it out, speak it out, talk it out. Go to therapy, go to a coach, confide in a trusted family member, a friend, a church member, whatever. Okay. Ask what happened. Get crystal clear on what happened. Kind of speaking it out from beginning to end. Oh my gosh, you all. And let me tell you, I don't teach anything that I have not applied in and through my life many a time and met with success. And most of the elements that I talk about here on the podcast, I've utilized with clients as well. And they have met and found success with this. So, hey, you on the podcast getting it for free, boo-boo. Take them notes, all right? So assess, address, accept. Number two, ask what happened. Get clarity about it. Number three, apologize and or forgive. Okay. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person that you hold the unforgiveness towards to get sick from you drinking it. When you hold it, it's not like you're holding them to a debt. And let me say this as I go through this recap. Sometimes the person that you don't get the apology. Sometimes people don't recognize, realize, do not want to come to grips with what they have done. They won't acknowledge it. They'll say, you're too sensitive. I didn't mean it like that. It was so long ago. This, that, and the other. You should be over it by now. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, we haven't moved on from that. Blah, 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 blah. Sometimes you won't get the apology. Okay. And so then you have to, this is bonus. This is another bonus. You're going to issue a pardon. Lord, forgive them for they know not what they did. Know not what they do. I'm going to pardon you. I'm going to pardon you even though you will not give me the apology that is due, that I believe that I deserve. So you offer a pardon. And sometimes the person who has offended you has died. They're not even around. Like it's not even a possibility, right? So you have to implement a pardon, meaning they are guilty as charged. And let me say this, don't gaslight yourself either. Oh, maybe they didn't mean it that way. Maybe it's not about always about the intention, you all. We got to get clear on that. It's about how that action, the words, the event was received. So yeah, I could do a whole thing about apologizing, but we want to apologize and or forgive. Forgiveness is just saying, you know what? I'm going to process this thing and forgive you, and I'm going to forge forward and live my best life. Now I can truly move on. Number four, acclimate, because now you have new knowledge and understanding, right? Because we're clear, we've cased it, we've assessed it, addressed it, and accepted it. We've gotten clarity on what exactly happened. So now we have new wisdom. We have new information about how to navigate life, how to navigate certain situations, certain types of people, this, that, and the other. Okay, so now we're acclimating ourselves to the new climate and the new conditions. And let me say this, there are always going to be better conditions. They may not be that way at the beginning. It may take time, but it's you're going to have a better mindset, a better mental, emotional, spiritual atmosphere to live in and live with. So we're going to acclimate to the new climate and conditions, and then we're going to ascend, which means to go up, climb up. We're going to be elevated up, honestly, because we're using the situation to go higher. And we're paying this information forward by sharing with other people so that other people can learn from our mistakes. They don't have to go through the same go-through that we went through. That's why I love reading biographies and people's stories, and hearing people's personal plights and stories of turning their trials into triumph, because I can learn the lessons from them. I don't have to go through those same go-throughs, right? Oh my goodness. As you can see, we've gone a little bit longer than we typically do on this podcast, but moving past your past is a subject that I am most excited about and eager to share about, because it is so important. I come across so many people who are plagued, imprisoned by the past. And they just, seriously, I've come across people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Can't say I've come across anybody in their 90s personally that I feel is in this spot, but 50s, 60s, 70s and up, still plagued by their past, what they didn't do, still plagued by regret, missed opportunity, etc., guilt, shame, all of the stuff, and living a less than life because they are not able to process and truly let go. You can't let go and you can't move on without a process. You cannot. People mean well when they say, oh, you haven't let that go yet? You haven't moved on from that? Girl, you just got to move on. You can't until you go through the process. And let me tell you this, the process is often painful. That's what a lot of people don't tell you. The process is often painful. That is why people sweep things under the rug, stuff it in the closet, try to even if you bury it 6 feet under, it's going to seep up through the ground. You got to go through the process. You got to get that stuff done. Because this is one of those things where, you know, we're working to get the mud out of our wings so you can fly fully, the full breadth and depth of your wingspan. You can't have mud in your wings and spread them and flap and fly with mud and debris and all kinds of crud and mess that comes with life and living. You can't fly. You can't ascend the way that you're supposed to ascend. Oh my goodness. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to put a bow on it, as my brother says. And I will see you next time for Happier Life Today. Again, join us at the website, www.happierlifetoday.com. If you are in need of a coach, I'm about your happiness. I'm about your joy recovery, honey. I'm about your peace and your joy. All right. So if that sounds like something you need, I'm the coach for you. Go to the website, fill out the connection, the hook up your happy form so we can do this. We're going to connect on a discovery call. You all know what that is. You get to know me. I get to know you over the course of 15 minutes and we see if we are a match. Okay. Until we meet again, I wish you a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and honey, a